The Hideous Creature Show.
Hey, Ryan. Ryan, it's Dominic. I met you tonight. You're so cute. Oh, my God. Ryan, I hope you remember me. You're so cute. You hit it off right away. I loved your shirt. And I think you're so funny. And I really, like, I've never felt that kind of chemistry before. And we both have the same interest in yo-yos. So you think that's funny? No one else likes yo-yos like we like yo-yos. Remember, Ryan? I hope you remember. I hope you remember. Anyways, I know you said that tomorrow's kind of crazy for you, you know, with all that stuff, you know. But I'd love to get in touch with you this week, next week. Anyway, just reach out to me whenever you're free. I gave you my business card. I hope you remember. I work at eBay. eBay. I think you've heard of it. You said you remembered it, kind of. Anyway, Ryan, I hope you had a great rest of the night. You look so cute tonight in your little shirt. Your little shirt and your little pants. I know you said you had to leave urgently. I hope everything's okay. I get indigestion sometimes too, so.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon. One sec, this fucking beer is shit. This is the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Oh, that's why you're having a problem.
Oh my God.
We go to the store earlier.
Oh, anyway, okay. Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo via the internet. The date is Tuesday, May 28, 2013, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
And my name is Patrick.
And this... this, of course, is a Hideous Creature Show, episode number 181. Thank you for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. What the fuck was I thinking? I just saw that it was 1.9 alcohol content.
It's 5.9.
Or 5.9. What did I say? 1.9?
Yes.
5.9 for the Milwaukee's best, and it was cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that. This is terrible. This is... And I know my way around beer, and this is bad.
You don't know where you know way around shitty beer. I think you. I mean, how often do you actually drink a nice crafted?
I used to work at pubs, so I drank nice beer all my adult life.
What pubs did you?
I worked
work
at the Produce Row. We had.
Oh yeah.
This was in the mid '90s when we had like 28 microbrews on tap.
Okay, so maybe you did
250 bottle beers in the refrigerator.
The older that you get, most people think that you cultivate taste, but actually you just go to like, you just drink cheaper.
Well, yeah, because I don't have any money.
Right. So yeah. I mean, you're drinking.
I'm not
going
to go and get a Hefeweizen.
I actually think this is better than Olympia because Olympia tastes kind of weird to me.
Oh, I do not like it. It is not good.
You bought it, man.
Well,
thank
I'm
going to
drink
though,
more
way.
Of it too. You're welcome. You bet. So,
I think there's like two left.
You fucking. All right. So, well, Jenny's not here, and first of all, we have to say an apology. Sorry we didn't call you, Jenny, but we...
sorry that we broke
no,
it with
Patrick
you,
No, Patrick came over and we were hanging out and then all of a sudden we decided to do a show because we had some extra time. And, of course, last week we didn't do a show because everybody has their fucking kids and I was too lazy and I didn't do a show. I was going to re-put out an old show, but I decided not to. But we're going to do a show now. We're going to do 181 today instead of last week.
Why don't we have this last week's show, and then we can do a show with Jenny later this
week.
That's
what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. So I'll edit it to tomorrow because I got to get up early.
She can come up with all the content for the new show if she's really that hard up.
But we miss you, Jenny. We wish you were here. It just came on so quick that we just decided to go with it instead of calling you. Sorry, baby.
That was like 2 hours ago.
Well, we had to go get the Beast.
You
they should actually sell it as the Beast. Milwaukee's Beast Iced.
Is there a beer that's called the Beast? Because I would think, like, in, you know, when in movies when they show cans of beer and they can't show the actual product, They should just have it like a beer called the Beast in movies. It should be just the movie beer.
Oh, that stuff is.
It's the 555 of beers.
Oh, that is. It's really not that bad. I think mine's warm because it's been sitting up here for a little bit. I've been waiting to start the show. And
yeah, you can't drink this shit warm. I mean, it's a beast.
Live and learn. Like I said, I'm a beer connoisseur, so I knew it was going to taste like shit.
Did you want to talk about the opener?
Or what was the opener? What?
It happened like 20 minutes ago.
Right? Yeah, so what was the opener? I forgot
it
already.
It was the phone call. It was the voice message about it was the love at first sight.
Oh, no, I don't give a shit about that. Okay. Well, do you want to talk about it?
No, not really. I thought you did.
Oh, my God.
You seemed very, very hard up about that. You're using the veto power against me.
What did I say? I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah,
that's what the beast does to me. Fucking, I'm a whore to the beast.
Oh, this is
just damn you, beast. Okay, one more.
Six.
Oh my God, what did we want to talk about? God damn, the beast gives me amnesia. Oh my God,
are you fucking shitting me? We wanted to talk about our love child.
Oh, that's right.
Like, I'm the one who actually knows what's going on. This is just not working.
All right, so early on today, I was carousing the internet, and I found what this photo of this child, and the child looks confused and very pretty. And so I decided that is what, if Jenny, Patrick, and I had a kid, this is what our child would look like. And then I thought, that's not fair to throw our love child up there, our beaker baby.
Why isn't that fair?
Well, we're all spilling seed into a beaker. This is not, there's no intercourse happening for this.
Right. No. This is a lab baby.
This is a lab baby, right. And we thought it was unfair that we put it up there and not show the love and concern that we do have for said love child. And there's no way that there's love enough to create such beautiful in the world without giving the child a name. And so Patrick and I have come up with some ideas that we're going to call our love child. We should have said this before, but you should go on to Hideous Creature Show podcast at Facebook and look at the sweet child.
Once you see this child, you immediately come up with a name because it's
right.
It's,
also, we'll post it on our website because a lot of people don't do Facebook. The scaredies.
I love how Jenny thinks that the child has her chin.
Oh, she has all three of our chins, like right there. You can just see. There's mine. There's yours.
Yeah, just
try chinner.
It's like a loco. It's like a train. there's the coal. That's the boxcar. There's the locomotive.
So to just explain it to people that aren't anywhere near the internet, we have a child here that looks very confused, angry, potentially dangerous,
androgynous.
Androgynous.
You cannot tell the sex of this child.
And has had some beauty work done on her hair. I prefer to call the child so far his her.
I like
his her. Okay.
For short. So we'll call, like a nickname.
We'll call the baby his her right now, and then we'll call
him her.
If you see when did you see the picture? Again, we're looking at a very confused, potentially dangerous child.
This kid's about
there
to fucking commit arson.
There are teeth showing. So we came up with some names, and Patrick, why don't you go first?
The first one I got is, this kid looks like a blitzer to me. Blitzer. Look at the photograph, everyone, and put some shoulder pads on this thing and just say, go get that quarterback and I'll give you a candy bar. Blitzer.
That's funny. I saw Pugsley. Straight out of a Willy Wonka book. Right? Can you see that?
Yeah. It's like an Oompa Loompa meets like the Augustus Gloop meets Charlie Bucket. It's their love child.
Yeah, meets Farrah Fawcett.
Has the hair. That's a wig. That's a wig. Look at that fucking picture. This is like the worst segment to do because it's a picture, but everyone right now that will be listening.
Her has a pretty dress on.
Here. It's like a donkey noise. Here.
All right. What else you got?
What else do I got? I also have this one because I think I want to bring up the feminine sign, Shasti.
For some reason, it works. I'm looking at it.
Shut. What's the dress? All like right. The kid is. Obvious. It's not like it's either the worst wife beater in the world or it's a dress.
Well, I decided to name her after her first word, which is gravy.
I'm sorry. I waited for you to have a beer in my mouth, and I took a sip of beer, and that would hurt because when you swallow.
Her first and only word.
Gravy. Gravy.
What's 10 plus 3?
Gravy.
It's like when you name a cat. Oh, he meows. Let's call him Meowers. Like, what do we name this fucking
mutant child Gravy?
It won't stop saying gravy.
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 What's this? It's carrots pureed. Just call it gravy. Don't tell him what it's eating or her or here. Gravy.
What year is it?
Gravy.
What's my name? Gravy. No, your name's Gravy, sweetie.
I'm just, oh my God. This kid could actually be like so beautiful by the time they reach him or her reaches.
All right.
Do you got another one?
The Crusher.
I think it goes with Blitzer.
Well, that's when she starts professionally wrestling.
The other one that I had is because I think that somebody who's given birth to this child would be original with a name. I'm thinking Bruise with 3 Z's at the end of it.
Ah, Bruise, like constantly in movement.
Constantly falling down because that child has no legs.
The next one I came up with was G-Rex.
G-Rex?
Because it's possibly a girl.
And also a dinosaur.
This is so mean. Yeah. We are so mean to this little girl.
I believe Helen exists.
I would like to be the first to apologize.
Like, this picture could be...
Sarah Flynn Boyle, we know that it took a long time for you to blossom.
This picture could be like 40 years old.
There's no telling.
The last one I have was Dongo. Which I think was the most fitting name. When I first see the smallest picture, I was like, it's Dongo.
Dongo want eat.
Dongo crush.
Dongo want out of 90.
Dongo want new dollhouse. This might only be funny to us because it's radio. No one can look at the picture.
Everyone should be looking at this. We should have a warning at the beginning of this segment. Everyone go to your computers and go. We did, but
I'll try. I'll post it. The last one I. That feels so bad.
It's we're already through it. Like there's no turning back now. We're at point of no return. We're in a Bridget Fonda movie. Let's go.
The last one I have is Bovina.
I wouldn't say that's subtle, but it's very apt.
Look at you,
Bovina.
Little bell around her neck.
Know when she's out to pasture. Know when she got out of the gate.
Well, I tell you, it was a pleasure having a child with you.
Oh my gosh, she has like Jenny.
By the way, if you guys see her, run for your life. She's free, and we don't know where she is.
Is there any way to track where this photo came from and who they are? Like, get kind of like a before and after. You know when kids get abducted and they say, "Oh, they were abducted like 12 years ago." They reconstruct their face with clay.
What
they would look like now. Right. And I want to see if there's something. What would that child look like now? Because it could be like Nicole Kidman.
I just see a cut to Yogi Bear.
Godspeed, Vivina, Dongo, Button, Kaler, Williams, Thomas.
Future Olympia.
It's the Olympia of the special variety, isn't it?
Shut up.
I've realized there is a hell and I am going to it, so... Hold on. Okay,
so for the second,
it's gone.
For the next part of the first half, we
look at those chubby cheeks.
Patrick and I decided to make our own time capsule, and we're gonna share what we're gonna put in our time capsule with all you guys. Time capsule. So the things in our time capsule are going to be first of all, the prerequisites for our time capsule are going to be: we need a type of time capsule. A container, like what kind of container you want to put your stuff in, and the duration of time that you want your time capsule to sit, and then contents. Agreed?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You go first.
Well, first I wanted to bury my time capsule because nothing involves like a process like getting some shovels, making some hole in the earth.
Right, getting some sweat.
I actually think I want to shoot it off into space and have it orbit for a certain period of time until it crashes down.
I like that idea.
But then it would just burn up the atmosphere, so I think I went
You could. Well, that goes into the container.
Well, the container didn't change because I'm a stubborn prick. It's always going to be a shoebox. So...
I don't think there's ever been a time. Oh, there's one time that a shoebox came down and didn't burn up in the atmosphere.
When was that?
Shaq's shoe.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea what that meant.
I don't even know why I said it like that.
Okay. Yeah, I would bury it. I would put it in a shoebox. I don't need to put holes in the shoebox. It would just be a shoebox. But I'd have everything in a Ziploc baggie.
Oh, okay. So the elements didn't get to it?
I was reminded of a commercial. It was like, Ziploc baggies. A tiger won't eat what it can't smell. And we put this piece of meat in a Ziploc baggie. That's how fresh it is. And I'm like, I think that's bullshit.
Yeah, a tiger smells through that.
I didn't think. Anyway, I just put it in a Ziploc baggie. I'd write my name on it, too. I'm thinking about 20 years, maybe 20, 30 years. Because people say, oh, time capsules, we'll leave them for future generations. And those people don't fucking care.
Right. They're going to be monkeys by then anyway.
No,
apes.
Well,
I saw Planet of the Apes. I know what the future has in hold.
Yeah, it's the Statue of Liberty. In elementary school, we had to, like, we're digging up a time capsule that they buried 100 years ago. We're like, who gives a fuck? There was like a bobbin that had string around it, and there was like a fucking tool in there. I'm like, who gives a shit about this?
I like it. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, I guess so. Nowadays, kids are like, where the fuck is the iPhone?
Well, see, I don't know. I mean, you don't think, I mean, a bobbin's pretty ridiculous, but I mean, something, you know, if there was a newspaper in there that from the day that they actually buried it, if it was actually readable without it not falling apart.
Right, sure.
I would love that. I think that would be super cool. I mean, I look at old pictures of Portland, and I love them. I can't get enough of it.
I know you do, but think about the headline on that newspaper. It would be like, Oregon Department of Transportation levies fines by 45%. That's what it would be. Is that really that interesting?
No, but I don't know. Maybe it's Barbie doll sells for the first time in downtown Portland.
Ah.
See, that would be important to me.
That's like if you opened up a time capsule today. So maybe you need to do that. That's a reality show. People open up time capsules.
I always find it fascinating. I always like the idea of somebody having giving a shit to do it and taking the time to do it. And having, you know, the emotion of putting stuff in there with the thought of somebody else opening it. I just always thought that was kind of cool, and I always liked that. No matter what it is, like a bobbin, fine. Who knows the story behind the bobbin? Maybe they put a letter in there.
Maybe it was stuck up somebody's ass for like 2 weeks.
This is my Christopher Walken bobbin. All right. I know that bobbin.
All right, so I just bury it. Shoebox. I would say my prerequisites for this is I need it at least below frost level. That's my requisite. So maybe
6.5 feet?
Yeah, 7. I'll just round up to 7 feet.
We both don't know what that is, right? What is a frost level?
Frost level, well, it depends on where you are.
19 feet.
Here, it's probably like, you probably get away with like 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I would also like this in Arizona because, you know.
Frost level, what, two inches?
I like a lot of turquoise.
Mm-hmm.
I like pictures of cactuses.
Native American.
The first thing that I would put in this. The contents of this. Oh, yeah, 20 years. 20 to 30 years.
See, that sucks.
Why?
I think that's just, that's lame. Because you're going to be alive when it opens.
No, I want to be alive. Like, why do I really get, I don't give a shit about the other fucking people that are going to open this. Like I said, like a fucking future elementary school of like sixth graders who are like, Jesus Christ, can we just go to gym class?
Yeah, but what if one of them that was an enthusiastic historian?
One of your
little heirlooms caused them to be the next Indiana Jones.
There's nothing on
which
this
is going to be true in the future.
No, I'm too egotistical to say I actually want to open this.
I remember that.
Yeah, pretty much.
I remember Dig Dug.
I would have a copy of any Michael Bublé Christmas album in that thing because I'd be like, when did he get shot? When did he get assassinated? When did he get killed? And the thing is that I'm really thinking is because Michael Bublé, I like making fun of him because he's fucking Michael Bublé.
Very passionate man.
He's a very, very passionate man. And when you hear him, you're kind of rooting for him. But at the same time, I hate him. And there's that inner
turmoil that I have is hatred and kind of respect. And I want to know if he died, I'll be like, oh, I remembered when I hated Michael Bublé.
Mm. He's the Louis C.K. of singing. Is that what you're saying?
Why is he the Louis C.K. of singing?
I don't know. There's a lot of passion I have when I see Louis C.K. See, your time machine is going to be a lot different than mine.
For
yeah,
Louis
a little
C.K.
bit. Yeah.
For Louis C.K.?
Yeah. How dare you be so good?
I do not have that problem with Michael Bublé, although I did hear he played the trumpet at one point. I don't know if that's true. I would
Diccolo, maybe.
I would have a lock of hair in there.
For of yours?
No, it wouldn't be mine. It would be a complete strange. It would be actually, I'm not making a joke. It would be a piece of stranger's hair. Like, I'd find a lock of hair, I'd cut it off, because I want to test my wits when I'm an older man of going, whose hair is this? I know it's not mine, because it's, like, red.
I remember when I dated Rapunzel.
I would just want, it's kind of a testing experience. I want to see if I'm still sharp. I want to see if I'm sharp as a knife. This time capsule is like my mental whetstone that I could just hone my ability on. I would put in...
Wait a minute. Your mental whetstone.
Yeah.
I kind of... When you said it, I got mad and I wanted to hit you, but what? Now I'm kind of like...
I wish
after I
put
a little water on it, and you're right.
Why did you
use the word hone? Yeah, it was good. I like that. I like that usage. I thought it was very. It was good. Very visual.
Yeah, I'm painting pictures with words. We're on the fake radio. look at that picture. Of the fucking kid.
Don't shut the fuck up. I'm over it.
You had mentioned some comment about putting a movie in that describes you.
Oh, the best represents your personality,
right.
Or
so
who you were as a human being.
In that time capsule, because I want to laugh and just go, ah, this isn't it, would be a VHS copy of the movie Lucas starring Corey Haim. That would be it.
A VHS, though. That's
because you can never play it.
Well, what's funny is they'd hook it up to the projector, and it would suck.
They're like, where's the port on this
and
thing?
This must be an art film.
The next item that I would have would be keys to my Jaguar.
Jaguar. Mm. Wow, what the fuck happened to you in the future?
No. Like, the keys to my Jaguar today.
Oh, so you have a Jaguar?
No, but what I'm going to do, because I'm probably going to be senile or have brain damage from drinking a lot of alcohol, is I'm not going to remember that I own a Jaguar, so I'm going to get a job as valet, and I'm going to park somebody's Jaguar and steal their keys.
Holy
and
shit.
Throw it in there so I can be like, hey, I had a Jaguar. I'm going to open it with a nice-looking lady who's, like, between the ages of, like, 49 and 53, but she still wants to, you know, get
she
it on.
She wants some of the top dog.
She wants some of the Jaguar top
Jaguar.
Dog. And I'll be like, and I had a Jaguar. Yeah.
Right.
I sold it, donated it to fucking poor kids in, like, India.
Oh, my God.
That's
a
do.
Great idea, and then you'd have a Jaguar. That's why you want to put this bullshit in there and be alive for it.
Right. It's like having this reverse
time machine.
Holy shit,
I feel like a real naive June when we came into this, but I feel more adult and way more learned now that I've listened to your stories.
And I really love the tone of your patronizing. It's really...
That's not patronizing.
Or is it patronizing?
It's patronizing.
I have two more... I have two more items.
Okay.
The next item is a small die-cast model of a jet plane, because every movie that I've seen where someone gets like a time capsule or something, there's always like a plane toy in there, like a little one, like Amelie. There's always like a plane toy
in
there.
Oh, and it's way outdated.
It's way outdated. So it has to be like from the 1910.
No,
it has to be like a biplane.
Something you got off the set of Dream of Genie.
Yes, or it's like when you flew fucking Pan Am in 1967 and the stewardess gave it out to a 10-year-old.
Right.
It has to be something like that, because you would see kids like...
Made of metal.
It's a die-cast. Yeah, it's made of metal.
Real working wheels.
Right, exactly. And they spin around as wheels are wont to do. But every time capsule has to have that. I don't think if you have a die-cast of an airship, it could be a blimp. A blimp would be fine.
A Zeppelin. Right, like in the future.
Dirigible?
Yeah, airplanes are gone. Everybody's in a Zeppelin again.
The last thing I have is because I'm assuming that, you know, in 20 to 30 years, we'll pretty much figure out time travel and how that works.
Oh, of course.
So the question that I want to have is, hey... This is the question. What would the 80s have been like if we can go back in time and kill the inventor of the saxophone? What would the 80s been like? Because I think it would have been
different. I think the saxophone was invented before the 80s.
No. But if you just but without the saxophone.
So
the
no
80s.
Charlie Parker, no John Coltrane,
right.
no Ornette Coleman.
I don't really care about the history of fucking jazz. Like, I don't give a shit. I care about, like, all the movies. Romance in the Stone, no sexy soundtrack movie. Think of St. Elmo's Fire.
You
There's
know
no Rob
be?
Lowe with a saxophone.
No, it would be the bagpipes.
That's what I want to see. So what I want...
Rob Lowe playing the bagpipes to...
In St. Elmo's Fire?
In St. Elmo's Fire?
He's just like, yeah, it's all rock and roll,
He's
baby.
Like, hold on, let me prime it. All right, you ready? Here comes...
So what I want is someone to go back in time and kill the dude who invented the saxophone in, you know, the 1700s or 1800s, whenever, and then come back and see what happened. And then we'll send another guy to go back in time and kill the guy that killed the saxophone player so we can reset it, just to see, as an experiment. Because I'm very interested in that.
I kind of like it.
Okay. How about you? So what's in your time capsule?
God, I don't know. Killing the saxophone. I'm thinking about your whole time machine.
You're thinking
bullshit.
About all jazz.
Shush.
Fucking write a letter.
I'm not against
Burns.
It. I'm not against it. I'm just thinking we could kill two birds with one stone.
No Kenny G. Would you give up Charlie Parker for or
no Kenny G?
Would you give up John Coltrane and Kenny G and Charlie Parker for no fucking Kenny G?
That's hard.
I wouldn't.
I would kill the fucker who invented the chorus pedal. So we could have that in there too. Well, just a timeline thing, like who his future grandfather was throughout the years. And just,
you wouldn't kill him. You'd kill his grandfather.
Yeah, we'll snip,
a guy who
we'll snip him.
Who was actually very
just take a nut. Just
innocent
the nuts.
For the chorus pedal
just
invention.
The nuts. Right.
How about the envelope filter? How do you feel about envelope filters?
I can't talk about that because I'm a fan of Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians. And the New Bohemians. Shit, hold on. Where'd my notes go? All right.
You have like 3 pages here.
Well... So for my time capsule, I decided for the type, I would have a theme park ride.
How does that work? Oh, God, this is actually a really horrible beer.
Yeah, it's shit.
It just hit me in the wrong. It almost went down the windpipe.
You got
it was,
verklempt?
Yeah. Anyway, so how does the theme park ride
work? Well, a theme park ride for, like, let's say, I don't want, like, a Space Mountain type of thing. I want one of those really crappy rides that are kind of irrelevant that they keep turning into different themes, but they leave the track.
So
the
one week
park.
It's Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, and then it's like Thomas
the
Tank
week,
Engine.
It's the crew of
Pioneer Pavilion.
Pioneer Pavilion, right? For instance, when they find the when they find the time capsule, it's a ride. So you get in it and you go about and you find out fun facts about me.
Oh, so it's like when you were when you.
By the way, this is all about me. This has nothing to do with my time or when I existed.
When you went to the elementary, when you were in elementary school, and you went on a field trip to like some historic museum, and they had a ride, it was really the most like you just saw like statues.
It was
like
Lewis and
Native
Clark.
Americans.
Fine, you find the Core Discovery.
So that's pretty much what it is, but it's a ride about
everything
you.
In my life is based on the Core Discovery.
What's the Core Discovery?
Lewis and Clark's expedition. That's what they call
all
it.
Right. How long is this going to take place?
Hold on. The container, although, when you get to the end, you find a robot that tells you the story about my life. So there's nothing along the ride, and you're going, what the fuck am I doing in here? And then eventually you get to a robot. And it
so it's just
like,
tracks them in like a black room?
Right. But then this is going to take 1,000 years. It's going to sit for 1,000 years before anybody finds it.
You meant the ride. I'm like, no one's going to take that fucking ride.
Just a bunch of skeletons
right,
at the
so
end.
So 1,000 years from now.
A 1,000 years from now. So basically it's going to be sitting in a big block of salt that somebody's going to have to go and like archaeologists will go and will pound out the salt and they'll find the ride. And they're like, holy shit, what is this? Oh my God, it's a ride. What is that? Oh my God, it's a robot.
Wait,
what's
the ride is
about?
Going to be encased in salt?
Yeah, well, over the time, 1,000 years, of course.
Oh, I understand with all the okay.
Tears
now I
and
get
stuff.
It. I thought
you get it.
You planned this all. The
all from the me fucking explaining what's going on. Blah blah blah. Whatever the fuck. So the contents of this time capsule is going to be basically a homage to my life, a bio, if you will. Of the greatness that I provided humanity.
Okay.
And that's basically going to consist of the whatever medium is predicted for the future, and it's going to be updated throughout the years. The movie Roadhouse.
So on a 1-384-1835 laser projection Roadhouse.
June Dull. Wait, June, what was it? June Dalton. Bunton.
June Dalton Button.
Right.
So there'll be a copy of Roadhouse.
Yep, Roadhouse.
Why were
Because Roadhouse? That's what my life's like.
Oh, that's right. Pain don't hurt.
Right, pain don't hurt. So basically, I want to lie about my life as being Roadhouse. So this huge, huge tome of a book with just not, you know, basically the video's there to explain, you know, in whatever language that they're speaking. But in English, I guess we speak English. God damn, this isn't going the right way. This fucking ice.
So when someone's like, what did June Button study?
I studied in the life of Hard Knocks.
No, what you would study is philosophy. Because that's what he studied.
Oh, Roadhouse. Dalton did, right, yeah. Right.
He's actually making notes of that.
No, it's all Roadhouse. I'm just going to lie that I'm Patrick Swayze.
Can I be Sam Elliott, or do I have to be the fucker?
Yeah, you can be Sam Elliott.
I want to actually be Jeff Healey. I want to be the blind guy.
All right, Jenny will be Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
All right.
Can BT be Kelly Lynch?
Of course.
You're going to have to
predictions that I'm going to have in my time capsule are, you dumbasses probably didn't get my statues right, so fuck you.
That's a good one.
Well, I think that, you know, they couldn't sculpt mullets correctly.
You have a hell of a mullet in your Roadhouse scenario.
And my prediction, another prediction is that I hope that there is a theme park based off the ride that I provided them the schematics for to make a ride about Roadhouse, a.k.a. my life.
So,
couldn't you see it?
They have to take a ride of Roadhouse to get to the ride of your time capsule?
No. Well, eventually, okay.
hold on. I'm confused.
Okay, basically, they're going into my tomb, which is going to be much like we did go into the Pharaohs.
Mm-hmm.
Can't understand what's going on here. It's buried in sand. This one's buried in salt. Let's chip through and find out what's going on. Eventually, they find the path that was once a great ride that caused the end of the human race, baby. That is basically depicted on the film Roadhouse, which I'm telling the future people that that's how I lived. And once they decipher it, they'll realize it how badass of a person I was, and they will build statues of me.
With a mullet. And, like, chiseled abs and, like, a dancer's body.
Right.
Where will the statue be of you ripping out another man's throat?
It's called disemboweling. And, yes, it will not be. It will be a hologram because it will be full motion.
And it will be on the fucking wands of every elementary school.
Well, what's fucked up is in the future, people have tattoos of holograms. So it'll just mean be disemboweled. Disemboweling people.
We're going to work on that technology. We could make millions.
Right. So that's what I want in mind. A self-indulgent depiction of my fictitious life as Roadhouse. If anybody has an idea that they want to share with us, Patrick, what's your cell phone number?
971-212-6642. Please leave a message because I will think that you are a
bill collector.
I don't really have bill collectors. I have the credit card people. Because, sorry, they think that I owe them money when I really
What a bunch don't. Of morons.
So just leave a message and I'll save it. And, you know, please leave a message.
Mine's 503-933-2645. Call me and leave a message too. What you think what you would like to put in a time capsule.
You could also put it on Facebook.
Yep. And we're going to do a fake break. We'll be back momentarily. Till then, enjoy this little audio tidbit. Na, 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 na. When the sun goes down and the evening rolls around, that's the time I find got blue ribbon on my mind. I got that blue ribbon on my mind. More and more lately I find I've got a taste for living. I'm living
Naturally good Pabst. America's premium beer since 1844. Pabst. A lot to look forward to.
Milwaukee's best makes me a beast, baby. Right, we're back from fake break.
It's not really a good beer.
No, it's actually terrible. I think I can feel it. I can feel it like just putting cavities into my teeth and my brain teeth.
Who's sprayed a bunch of Febreze into the Portland atmosphere? Because that's all what
no,
it
no,
smells
no, no,
like.
No, 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 no. Mingus has still got the kitty box in the room. So whenever he does the swipes in there, the kitty vapors come off of the nuggets.
You don't call them nuggets. In the cat bin. You don't call them nuggets. You call them like, what do they call them in advertising? Particles or?
No, the nuggets that he scratches.
But you don't call them nuggets.
No, the nuggets that he scratches, though. The smell vapors.
The word nuggets.
The smell vapors come off of them and they fucking flood the room. Crystals. I thought it would be cool.
They're actually called
they're
odor crystals.
Crystals.
They're called odor crystals. They are in advertisements. You don't work in advertising.
But,
you don't know.
Yeah, it perforates a room and it kind of stinks.
God,
it's hard to breathe, right?
It's not like it doesn't smell.
No, just
shit.
Like
it just,
hold on, shut up for a second.
Don't tell me. Shut
breathe in the flavor crystals. You get Mingus's pee power.
It smells like. Your
power, motherfucker.
It smells like your grandmother just came through the room and fucking wafted all of her perfume
Grandma
in there.
Grandma Button! Grandma Button, is that you?
I'm making you some cookies!
You bring Tapatio!
Oh, Jesus, it just smells weird. Sorry.
No, I just got a whiff of it, too. I thought you were kind of bullshitting me.
No, it's very
No,
pungent.
He scratches in there for about 3 seconds, and I get the stink in the room for about like 15 minutes.
I think they work, though, because it doesn't smell like cat shit or cat piss. It doesn't.
Ugh. But it doesn't. It smells like what I would assume a
nursing home smells like after it's been cleaned.
No. A nursing athletics room smells like after a talcum's been applied.
Yeah, but without, like, it doesn't have, like, it's not carpeted, so it doesn't have the sweat. Smells it just smells gross. It smells like it's making nostril hairs. It's very pungent.
It is very pungent.
It's very chemical. It smells,
you know what,
like
it reminds me of, though. It reminds me of the fact I need to get that shit out of my room. It's been a couple weeks. Mingus is fine now, and I'm gonna relocate the cat bin.
You know, usually have a cat bin because he usually shits and pisses outside,
like, right? He's like an outdoor guy, but he's getting older, and I kind of don't want him to go out as much because until I get him a battle costume, I don't want him out there mingling with the other cats because I don't want him like getting beat up by the younger cats. Oh, that is bad.
Yeah, it's been bad.
I don't think that's safe for human consumption. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's really.
Oh, Jesus.
It just smells,
you're right.
Like, it smells like a chemical potpourri.
Yeah, it smells like it smells like a cat shit in a cat bin and woofed up a bunch of cat dust.
It smells like a chemical spill on the Jersey Turnpike.
I do not like that at all. You're right. It's time, Mingus. You're out.
You're out.
You're out, buddy.
Jesus
Christ. I love
you,
but it's time to put your cat bin in the basement.
It's like one of those women that just wear way too much perfume and no one's ever told them, lay off the fucking perfume.
Well, true story. Don't bullshit me. No placating or anything like that. He's older now, and I'm going to keep the cat bin, but I'm going to put it in the basement. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be very vigilant about Scoopies.
Mm-hmm. Can I say the word Scoopies? It just sounds
crazy. I don't want any cat poopies or cat peepees in there, and I'm going to Scoopy them out and put them into proper receptacles and throw them out.
There's so many problems with that sentence.
So, but I kind of want to wean him off of being an outdoor kitty. But I don't think I can, so I'm thinking that he's going to become senile sometime soon. And
because
that he won't remember what outdoor is like. Because he gets to go on the roof here on the second story.
You're hoping that he's becoming senile so forget that he's an outdoor cat. That's actually, the logic of that is very brilliant. I just think it's not going to work.
Well, I got a bunch of films I've been forced into watch.
What are they? Tuesdays with Maury?
A bunch of Rob Zombie films. Do you think that's inhumane to kind of take him away from that?
I think it's inhumane, the scent that I have to smell right now.
No, that's humane. I
just feel
like
I'm at the fucking goddamn perfume counter at Macy's and everything has gone wrong.
No, you're right.
It's really bad.
I apologize.
It's really bad.
Well, I was in there scooping around too.
You're like, fucking want it.
Well, I need to show him how to scoopy.
I don't think that's gonna work.
He's gonna come out of the studio and go down into the basement to do his poopies.
He doesn't like stairs anymore. He is getting old and he doesn't.
Well,
see,
that's three flights.
He doesn't like stairs anymore.
See,
he sits at the bottom of the stairs sometimes and is like, I don't want to go up.
That's because he's an attention whore. Anyway, to finite it, I'm putting the cat bin in the basement. And that's where he's going to do his poopies.
Look at that. We just spent 5 minutes talking about your cat, and you said it couldn't be done.
All right. We had some technical difficulties, and the whole second half of the show is fucked. So we're going to have a short episode this week. But that's okay, because Patrick just happened to come over to the house and hang out, and we just happened to do, like, a fake episode. Does that count?
No, it's good.
Is that a fake episode?
It's like a secret track on a CD. Remember, you had secret tracks on CDs?
Like on Bleach.
Is that, I don't know.
I think it was like 98 or something like that. Secret track.
You just let the CD roll for like 4 minutes and then you hear it again.
All right, well, fuck that.
Yeah. That's what we just did.
All right, so we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. If you'd like to find us, just Google Hideous Creature Show and all our information will come up. If you, however, would like to send an email, just do it at hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com. You all right?
Yeah, it's just your cat's butt.
Yeah, Mingus, it's bad.
I'd like to thank Allison Steele for giving us the fake break, which I guess would be the break conclusion, the PBR song.
Jesus, yeah. It is bad in here.
Yeah, it is. Sorry, but I'd like to thank her.
A special thanks this week goes out to Michael Kelly. Thank you so much. The intro of the show was what? What was it?
It was the voicemail to Ryan.
Oh, that's right.
She's super in love and they have such good chemistry. Okay.
All right, the outro this week, I have no fucking idea. We got to get out of the studio because Mika's dropped a fucking killer.
Seriously. And now he's gloating. He's like, look at him. That's feline
gloat.
He seems...
Fuck you, dick. And he's wearing a cowboy outfit. Fuck. So we're going to do another show in about 7 days until...
Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
So you've been to school for a year or two and you know you've seen it all. And that is coming and you'll go far back east to tie, don't crawl. Play at Mickey Jazz to reach your snares on your five grand stereo. Reckon that you know how the niggas feel cold and the sun's got so much so. It's time to taste what you we'll be right back.
stop.
Fly high, motherfucker!
And get another beer in the middle of this. Because I forgot to grab them when I was
there. We're going
to
need more.
Yeah, we will. We'll get them. They're all in your little fridge. I didn't put them in the big fridge because I know you don't like that because they're your
beer. It's not me. It's the roommates.
I understand that. Every time I put shit down there, well, none of them are
get your
here.
Fucking beer out of my fridge is what I heard. It's what I read.
Who said that?
I'm not saying.
Who's not a fucking diplomat.
Just put them in my little fridge.
Whoever wrote that, put your beer out of my fridge?
Little beery puff. Actually, I think it was keep your shit out of my fridge.
Who said that?
I'm not. Who cares?
It's a big fucking
fridge. It's not my fridge. Roll it.
Whose fridge is it?
Roll it.
Who owns it? You do.
It's
in the house.
I do.
It is your fridge, so fuck off. You ready?
No, I'm not ready. I need another. Go.
Can I go now?
Mm-hmm. Quit tapping so hard.
It's not working.
Yeah, because you're tapping. Do you realize every time you tap it, it starts?
It's not starting. Do you hear it?